tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV Once Upon a Time. We're back after 2 weeks. We are doing Season 4, Episode 18, Heart of Gold. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. Joining me, we don't have Kaori or Blake or Tiana, but we do have amazing fill-ins tonight. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Jackie Borowski at 123 Jackie _B on Twitter.
Excellent.
Hi, and I'm Brianna Phipps. You can reach me at bphipps14 on Twitter.
Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for filling in. We have a lot to talk about. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. Really quickly, happy birthday to Jennifer Morrison. Today is her birthday. Yes,
that's awesome.
Of course.
And I am kind of bummed out that, like, she's my favorite character, so I was bummed out that this isn't the episode where we've seen the teasers where she goes evil.
I know.
Thought it was going to be this episode.
She wasn't really in it at all.
Yeah. No, just that
totally
one scene. And it's a slow burning kind of process deal. But real quickly, what were your thoughts of tonight's episode?
To me, this was the classic, like, setup for a big movement episode, because we had a lot of chess pieces move into place. But And I know on Once Upon a Time, a lot of things happen, but to me, these aren't the big things that we're waiting for, and we know that they're coming.
Right.
So this put all of those things sort of in motion.
And a lot of backstory of why Gold did is what he's doing now to build everything. Brianna, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same. Like, I can totally see, like, that they're building stuff up, but it was just, like, a kind of... We're not moving towards anything that they've been building in the past. It's just kind of, like, information... That's kind of what I got. I don't know. I don't want to spoil things for later on what we're going to talk about what happened in the show, but I just wasn't super excited for one character that they brought back because I'm not a big fan.
Oh, you know what? And
who is a big fan of Zelina?
But you know what? A lot of people did love Zelina
for how evil
she was. But a lot of people were, you know, excited that Rebecca Mader is back. Yes, we did get Zelina. We will definitely get into it.
The producers love her. The producers and the writers of the show, they love her. And I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay,
I think they should fix her makeup.
Yes, the green makeup was a little jarring just to look at.
It's not, but the actual problem is not the green makeup. It's the fact that they do this, like, bright, bright green, and then they do bright, bright red for her lips, and it's, like, a juicy red, but the green is, like, glittery, and it's too many things happening at once.
I'm not in with the glitter.
Yeah.
And then they do the weird, like, highlighting under the eyes. It's really...
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because Gold's makeup looks so good. Like, when you do the flashbacks and you have Gold in the Gold makeup, that is done so well. And I'm like, why didn't the makeup person who did Gold's makeup just go and fix Zelina's makeup?
Mm-hmm. But we only got a few key moments with her in the makeup, so I don't think makeup was, like, priority for the storytelling
in this episode.
So, I mean, but that's, you know, completely subjective. All right, so this episode was a lot about Robin and backstory. What happened to him during this horrible hiatus that we went through, and him going back to New York, and then even when they're in New York, we kind of had a flashback within a flashback. It was inceptions of flashbacks. What did you think of, you know, just everyone in Robin and Marion in New York? You see, like, right off the bat, he has to save
her purse
on a white horse, no less.
I thought that was pretty awesome because it showed that he, even though he's in this new world, he's still the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important because we've had a lot of characters develop as they've come to this world into different people. Like, Regina's had this whole whole character redevelopment. But Robin, at his heart, is the same person. And so that was the episode that shows, even if he's in this big, scary city, he's still okay.
Yeah, he still has his moral code. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed when he's about to punch the guy. And he looks over and sees, like, people watching him or, like, kids, and he's like, oh, I shouldn't do that.
Right.
I'll just teach you a lesson through words.
Right. He's still a good guy. He got the purse back. And then they have to go to Balefire's old apartment. Oh, that was kind of heart-wrenching.
It was sad. Aww. I liked Neil Fire. I liked him.
I just could never get past him, because he was originally in True Blood for me. So
he was really the creeper on True Blood.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to see him as a good guy, I guess.
I really liked him, though. I don't know why. I even liked him as the bad guy on True Blood, so when he was bad on True Blood, sorry if this is giving you spoilers from season one of True Blood, but when he was the bad guy in that show, I still found him lovable, so
there you go.
I'm more of a fan of Hook, so I'm good with it.
Hook. You're a hooker for life, aren't you?
There's no Hook on this episode either.
We saw him walk
in a flashback.
yes, we did. Okay, but, all right, so when they're back in New York, we get, like, the flick going back and forth between New York, which was 9 weeks ago, and then Oz, which was even longer ago.
This is actually about Balefire's apartment. I have a random question. Why does he have all those lockers in his apartment?
Yeah, I noticed that, too. And, I don't know, maybe it just stores all the stuff that he stole.
My theory was he was just a thief, and he just had to steal things to make furniture in his apartment, and some of that was lockers.
Probably. It was so random. I was like, why do you have these things?
Why does he have a lot of things?
Yeah. I mean, because we know that Neil used to be a thief.
A thief. He's storing them from each person in each different locker.
There's a lot of parallelism going on.
He's just a very organized person.
He is very organized. He keeps all his toiletries in separate lockers.
Yeah. But okay,
or he kept.
So Gold in New York is not doing too well. His heart's being affected, where he even has to... He's subjected to the hospital.
Yes.
And that was like, okay.
He should learn that he should not go to New York. There seems to be a problem every time he goes
there.
Well,
because he has these ailments with his leg. That doesn't exist in Storybrooke, and he has apparently the poisoned heart that is fine in Storybrooke.
But I mean, he knew going back to New York, he wasn't going to have his magical powers. He is going to be very much human, and he's facing all those consequences, and it leads him up to the hospital.
Yes.
To the point where he needs Robin to steal the elixir of the wounded heart. What a name.
Well, that was the greatest line ever, though, when he's like, with this, like, what was the line? It was something like, this great name that tells you exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You mean the store? The store, something of Oz.
No, yeah. Not the store, though, but when they're talking about the elixir originally, I think it was back in the Enchanted Forest, and he tells him the elixir's name, and he's like, oh, that's a very practical name for that.
Yeah, but because this action that Robin has to do parallels back to the Oz flashback, where even Gold back in that day, Robin had to steal the elixir of heart, only to save his tavern because it was having tax problems. And I did like Robin back in the old flashback. Yeah, he's a barkeep. He's trying to start a new life. And it's like, okay, and he's just newly married to Marion, starting a new life, being a good guy, not being a thief, but, again, asking to, you know, have his thief ways and go back to his old days.
Serving Dumbledore and Hagrid in the...
Seriously.
And we were like, first guy he served, Dumbledore. Next guy he served,
well, I think
Hagrid.
You said George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, he did look... He looked like he had GRRM's, like, cap on. I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, but I did like the fact that we did see Little John and all his merry men back in
Little John
the old days.
Well, and it's interesting to see a perspective where it's like, oh, he was a thief, and now he's going to be a straight guy... type of thing going on.
Yeah. But, okay, so, again, Rumpel just being the guy who wants to always strike up deals to help save his tavern, Robin agrees to go to Oz to steal the elixir and meets up with Zelina.
Did you guys sing the magical elixir song from Wicked in your head as this was happening?
Because
I didn't think about that.
I thought, like, the very first song. Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm like, why isn't it green?
That would have been a better version of what they did tonight.
Maybe there will be another episode. I want credit. Maybe some money. But if there's another episode with elixir, I want it to be the green magical elixir.
Okay.
From Wicked.
Yes, same here.
Disney has noted that.
Disney has noted that.
And I think anyone in the Wizard of Oz community has noted that. But, okay, so we see Zelina. They had their trysk, and Robin steals the vials full of blood.
But not before he breaks one of them.
No, but he did get it to Will. And it was nice to see Will and them, because Jackie, you and I, we cover the Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and we know Will and Robin have a lot of backstory back then. So it was nice to see the friendship again in this type of episode.
Brianna was saying something, though, when we were watching it. She's like, it feels like they don't know quite what to do with Will yet.
But they just like his character.
But yeah. And that's, like, I'm just, again, throwing this out there. Please give him more to do, because he's a great character.
Yeah,
because
he just keeps popping up in random spots, like, oh, he's with Belle. And, but he's not doing anything.
Right.
There's no storyline for him.
And I think that also just goes with the fact that maybe, along with, bringing Zelina back. It's just them, the actors in real life, are just great people, and they love the personalities. And it's those type of people that somehow always come back to the shows, because the producers and writers and directors, whatever, they love those people in real life. They're like, okay, we're going to stick you around. You're like, stay around, and somehow we'll work you back into
the story. I'm just very confused, I guess, with him. I don't know if it's been stated in an earlier episode, and I just missed it. Is he pre-Wonderland right now, or is this after Wonderland, and he's just back there?
Well, Jackie, you and I, we covered Wonderland, and it's always been a question of the Wonderland story.
I feel like this is pre-Wonderland.
Pre-Wonderland.
Because Wonderland happens post being a merry man.
Yeah, and they do come back to Storybook to get his heart.
Yeah, and he just met the sheriff in
Sheriff of Nottingham.
I'm sorry, he just met Robin Hood right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Wonderland comes later. But we also noticed that he seems to always not be able to deal with his feelings. Like, he wants his pain to go away, so he was looking for the elixir to fix his heart, just like in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He wanted to remove his heart.
Yeah. But I think that also goes that, you know, that quick fix. He's not at that point where he's so in love with someone that he's willing to work for something. And, yeah, so I think it's before Wonderland, because you notice Will didn't even mention Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he told the story about his sister,
Okay,
yeah.
And question to this. He mentioned his sister who drowned in the lake, mm-hmm. which totally takes me back to Jack Frost's story. Because Jack Frost, as we know, he's the one who saves his sister from drowning in a lake.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
So, my thing is, we know Beast, Gold can be so many multiple characters, Crocodile, Beast, and whatever. Is Will also Jack Frost?
Oh.
I'm sure they
let
leave
us
that
know.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone who's talking in the chat role, we are following. We are live on YouTube. Definitely check us out. Do you think that Will is also Jack Frost? Because the storylines right now are lining up for him to be. That'd be cool. I mean,
that would give him a storyline to do.
I would actually like to see, this is going to be the weirdest ship ever, but I would like to see Will with the lead fairy.
With the blue fairy?
Yeah, the blue fairy.
Oh, with Mother Superior?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't see that.
No, because I don't see that either.
I would love it because it's like she's so like kind of like
type A.
Type A, and he's so like wild out there.
I also just think she's asexual, though. I can't see her with anybody.
The blue fairy needs some loving, too.
Yeah, she does. She might need a happy
ending. Maybe it's
because
like the Mother Superior thing, I just look at her as like a nun type of thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's
she doesn't
right.
date.
Sorry.
Hey, maybe.
But I still want to see it.
That would be an interesting pairing for sure. I personally don't see it either, just because they're so completely different in personalities.
But
I don't
see that,
it working.
Because he could like bring out some fun in her, and she could maybe teach him to not drink in the library.
Isn't that what Belle's supposed to be doing?
Yes,
Belle's supposed to be studying him straight. Like she's the good.
I feel like
girl.
Belle is like distracted about that.
I just think Belle moved on very fast.
She did move on very fast.
He's just her rebound. That's totally her rebound.
Totally.
Totally. Okay, so we had the whole Oz flashback and how Zelina works into the story. Now she's in New York, and she's posing as Marion. Are you surprised at this? I mean, we can't trust anybody now. They can just transform into anybody.
Only if they're the six-leaf clover.
Six-leaf clover. Or if you're just magical, like Rumpel.
Watching Once Upon a Time, I'm not surprised that they found a way to work her back in.
Yeah.
But I will say I wasn't expecting her to be Maid Marian.
I actually like this because it it makes it very easy for him to get back with Regina because his wife is actually dead.
Oh, yeah, poor Marion. The real-life Marion, she's dead.
Yeah. And poor Robin, dead alive.
and it's also interesting because looking back at the actress playing that role, there are so many times where you're watching it and you're like, why is she not showing this emotion and, like, why isn't she doing this? And now it makes sense.
It does make sense.
It's like she seems kind of weirdly accepting of the fact that he was like, I love Regina, but I'm still going to go with you. I'm like, any normal, like, person reacting normally would just be like, no, why? Rude.
Right. But and very, very, like, happy, be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she just was like,
okay. She was just like, boo, 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 boo. But now it makes sense.
We know why. Yeah. She was very cold-hearted.
Which also just goes to show you that even though Maid Marian's dead, that if you are an actor on Once Upon a Time, you might have a job for many years, right? Even if you are dead.
You can still come back in many forms.
You can... Graham!
I know! He's too busy.
I know he's Christian Grey, but seriously.
Oh my God.
But he can take 8 days off to come back to Once.
They're done filming.
Yeah, they're done filming. Bring him back.
Yes, we need Graham back in our lives. But, okay, so we see Zelina. I love this whole scene of exposition, like, really long description of how her whole evil plan going down with Rumpel while he's coding. It's like, ooh.
That was the
creepiest. Not the best time, but okay.
Like, her getting that close to him.
No, okay, yeah,
Brianna
I put
was
that down,
this too.
I was
her like, mouth is so distracting.
She does so much mouth acting.
I know. I was like, I'm missing half of what she's saying because her face is creeping me out.
Well, which is good because she's supposed to be creepy.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, awkwardly close.
She does that close. A lot, though. And we said we don't know if it's the director or her choice, but remember when he was, like, her slave in the, like, basement or whatever that was. It was a bomb shelter or something.
Right, yeah. Right.
She was creepily close to him there, too. And I remember thinking, this actress likes to get really close to Robert Carlyle. Now, if I was acting with Robert Carlyle, I, too, would make that choice. I can't blame her for it.
Just, like, I just wanted Rumpel to, like, take the last ounce of strength he had and just, like, backhand her away.
Right? Or just, like, headbutt her. Get away!
Yeah, but he's dying.
He's literally coding.
His heart is giving out
on
him.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rumpel was like, you know what? I'm dying, but I'm gonna have
as my last act. I shall do this.
He's like, I already killed you once. No, actually, yeah. Okay, whatever. But, alright, so Zelina just, like, plots this whole thing of, oh, if I went back and posed as Marion, they will eventually bring me back to the present day. So, yeah, that's it. She came along for the ride.
Well, she just hit out because she saw that they were planning on doing that. And she was like, oh, here's my opportunity.
Yeah. She was a magical stowaway, in a way.
Yes, a magical stowaway. Yeah. I like that.
In a way.
We were also debating, before we came on air, what her happy ending is, because it's not explicitly stated, other than, like, making Regina mad. Like, is she actually happy being the wife of Robin Hood?
No, I don't think she wants to be the wife.
She's just happy making Regina mad.
Yeah, but I feel like she likes to make out with people. That's the thing that she does. She did that to Rumpel.
She didn't get enough love.
She's
growing
taking
up.
It where she can get it.
Yeah, she's just like.
She is.
She's a ginger.
Okay, but if you remember.
She's a ginger.
I'm sorry for any gingers listening in. I don't mean that.
Okay, the views expressed here are. But, okay. But if you remember her whole story arc back in season 3, she was always jealous of Regina, just being the bigger, more powerful
witch. The one that actually had the mom that stuck
around. Yeah, and it had the family, had the love of her life. Like, she wanted Regina's life. So I think the whole story of wanting her new happy ending is just pretty much everything she's already wanted back in season 3. She wants Regina out of the picture, or, like, at least maybe not Regina existing at all, and just having everything that Regina
just
wants.
Yeah, just taking
being
everything
the,
Regina wants.
Yeah, being the most powerful witch that she was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, perhaps that's her happy ending, I think. Okay, so, now we know Zelina's back in present day, and Regina now knows, too. That was cold.
That was cold. What
Very
also
cold.
Is cold is, I know you were stuck in time for, you know, 21 years or however long that curse was. What, 26? 21?
28.
28. And I know that for that time, you had to be stuck with the BlackBerry. But
I know.
Since
phones.
We have progressed, and it seems that Maid Marian Zelina has some sort of better smartphone. I thought it was an iPhone when I looked at it, but it
looked like an iPhone.
It looked like an iPhone, but I couldn't get a good shot of it.
We joke every after show the technology is so not up to par.
Why are the two biggest evil people using BlackBerries?
Well, you know what it is?
Don't do that.
Is that they've been in Storybrooke, which does not have access to the outside world. They don't know that this technology exists. They just have their magic and they're okay
internet.
With it.
They have internet and Once Upon a Time.
But they don't know. They still don't know the iPhone 6 is out yet. That's
but they
do
go to New York. Like, didn't they walk
they
by the Apple store when they
the
went
app.
To New York? Like, Rumpel didn't say, hey.
I mean, they don't watch TV a lot. I don't.
But, okay.
What's more evil than sending BBMs to people, though?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. That is true. True. Thank you, Stephen. But also, okay, we see that Robin has Regina's number, but never had the balls to call her.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so come on, Robin.
It takes the bigger man to call your woman.
He's
trying to make it work with his wife.
I get that, but Regina deserves a courtesy call. Be like, hey, we crossed the line, okay, we're in New York, we're at a happy apartment now.
But wouldn't that just be
more mean?
Like, I'm with my wife, we're good, we're happy, we have the apartment.
I think that's just Robin being like, hey, I'm just following up with you.
But then he shows his wife the most sincere romantic thing you can do in the 21st century and deletes his lover out of
his phone.
Like, she's no longer in my life.
I got my side chick out.
But Zelina has still memorized her number to be able to she called Regina. Never mind.
But she knew. She's like, this is Regina's number on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got her picture on it and
if
everything.
If you want to be with her, just be with her.
Yeah, but okay. Now knowing that Zelina's back in the picture and whatnot, and seeing...
Oh, it's the Elixir of the Wounded Heart.
Yeah,
I wrote that down.
Yeah, Elixir of the Wounded Heart.
Notes.
What a name. But, okay, so seeing Zelina, knowing she's back in the picture, and then also that emotional scene that she had with Robin and be like, hey, yeah, you got to choose me over, you know...
Like, you have to choose, basically.
Yeah, just choose. I'm like, oh, Zelina, what a biatch.
And part
like,
of me,
how
like,
low of you.
Zelina as a character is so unhinged that I can't tell if it's just Zelina pretending to be emotional in that moment, or if she's actually, like, invested in this moment and is getting emotional. You know what I'm talking about? Like, mm-hmm. where she actually, like, really is like, oh my gosh, like, I want you to be here with me, or if she's just, like, doing it to be manipulative.
She's just doing it to be manipulative.
Yeah, totally.
She doesn't care.
Okay, Zelina, we know she's big bad. But I think we have so many villains now. Why bring her back?
I know. It just doesn't... It doesn't make complete sense to
There's
bring
just,
her
like,
back.
There's just, like, a bunch
just...
of villains right now. I feel like
they are doing this whole Queens of Darkness thing, and she does fit in as she is a Queen of Darkness.
Yeah, but I also just think that it's... The ultimate thing is just... It's Gold wanting his happy ending, and he already had enough of a reason to go back and get it. They didn't need to give him another one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you notice the one object when Robin started to go back to Robin. Robin was at the... In Oz, and that one thing it said, Cors Athmor. I think it's Latin. But...
It was in the drawer?
Yeah. The drawer was in New York, but when
he was
in Oz and trying to get the vial...
Oh, yeah,
the
thing that pours the liquid, the elixir. Cors is heart of something.
And
of death?
Apparently, heart or death. That's what it means. So he's like, interesting. I just noticed that. I thought it was fascinating.
I also like that they're in that like main Oz throne room, and then when he shoots the arrow and hits the mist, you kind of get this sense of you're like, the great and powerful Oz!
Right. And I loved how the arrow still didn't miss.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, very much Robin.
You follow the arrow all around the room in this dramatic sequence.
Yeah,
this dramatic CGI sequence.
We just need to show you some CGI in this episode because we have the budget.
Because guys got to get paid.
Yeah,
people got to get paid.
But Robin in New York. Sorry, we're going back between New York and Oz. But
they do that in the show.
That was the whole episode. It was Oz, New York. Mm-hmm. But when
Enchanted Forest.
Yeah, but when they were in New York, and I loved it when Rumpel was like, if you know what you love, like, what did he say? You gotta run to it, grasp it, and never let it go. I'm like, Robin, go back to Regina right now. Just go.
What was interesting, too, is there you feel like, because Rumpel knows now that it's Zelina that he's going back to. I feel like he was doing that as a courtesy because Robin thought he was giving him the elixir. So that was like his courteous moment of, okay, this guy did try to save my life, so I'm going to try and give him some advice, which would be go back.
Go back.
Get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Little does he know.
Robin never does the right thing. Well, he does the right thing.
He does the right thing,
but not the right thing that we want him to do.
Yes. And like that's what I do love about Robin. He has a strong moral code that a lot of guys should still have. Mm-hmm. But it's not at the expense of his happiness. It's the expense of others.
Yeah, and it's kind of also like that, oh, I'm in a relationship I really don't want to be in, but I'm just going to stay with it because I made these vows.
Yeah, that to me is very sad and depressing. It's like, how does the other person... What makes it okay that this is, like, actually Zelina is the fact that it's, like, if this is your actual wife, like, she would just be heartbroken. It's so heartbreaking to be, like, I did love you once, and I guess I could try again. And, like, she keeps saying, I know you're in love with Regina.
Yeah, but it's kind of very, like, life in general in that way. I mean, that happens all the time, I think, in the real world.
Would you want to stay with that person who you know doesn't love you? It's just weird. Yeah.
But Zelina has her evil plan that she wants to pan out. So, right.
So it makes sense that
she's
going
to deal with Robin.
And she's doing it, I feel like, to make him feel guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make him be like, I need to do the right thing.
Because I feel like if it was actually Marion, like, Marion seems to be a more, like, knows what she wants, like, honorable person.
If it was really Marion, I don't think he'd have a question because she is his first true love over Regina.
And he would know.
But you can have multiple true loves in once.
But I'm saying, like,
you can.
Regina's his true love because Marion died type of thing. And that if it was actually Marion, like, he wouldn't have a question in his mind about the fact that this is his true love.
Yes. And now that we know, and this might sound really low and might be too early, but now that Marion is actually dead, do you think Robin has the right to go back to Regina and be like, no, I need you. I want you in my life.
I think he had that right
team
before.
Yeah.
I think even if he didn't, even now, like, but him, like, not knowing she's dead, I feel like he has that right.
But it's the marriage vows, to death do us part. Death has parted them. Now Robin can move on and go back to Regina.
They're in modern day New York, those vows.
I know, but still, Marion is technically gone.
But he doesn't know that, so.
I know, but Robin can go back to Regina. This is, like, the one out that Robin
can
have.
He should have realized fake Marion, though, is very irresponsible. When he went to the hospital and then fake Marion showed up, like, 2 seconds later. And where was Roland? He's, like, 3 or something.
He's
an apartment in New York by himself, going through all the lockers that Neil Fire left
behind. Zelina doesn't care about that.
I mean, I would be like, listen, we need to talk, because even though you went to the hospital or wherever, he didn't even know she went there. So it's like, she's just missing and Roland is by himself. That is a concern I have.
Zelina is not the greatest parent.
And, you know, this kid's been through a lot. He can handle his own, I think, by this time.
Oh, poor Roland.
Roland.
I feel like growing up in Enchanted Forest, like, kids just are like, you know what, if you can't survival of the fittest, too bad.
Too bad for you. Okay, so, and then Rumpel uses this against Regina to, now that Regina knows, that was a horrible ultimatum.
How weird was it, though, that, you know, like, it's just the right timing that when Regina calls, he's not there and she's there to answer the phone? Like, the timing of that.
It works out.
It's Robin Hood's cell phone.
Zelina had it all planned out.
Yeah. I feel like maybe, like, I do feel like maybe there was some planning on their part. Like, it's like, okay, are you here now? Okay,
at
like, Rumpel called her.
You
beat there by yourself, and Regina's going to call.
And maybe. Who knows? Robin, Rumpel always thinks, like, 50 million steps ahead, so it's not... It's
this was way ahead. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, impressively old-school Rumpel, where
it
like,
was just, like, really... It was the most evil Rumpel I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Like, to have him stare at her and be like, you can choose your true love, or you can choose to, like, undo everything you've done, basically.
Or
it's Robin or Emma.
Which is bringing me to the subject of queer baiting. This show does that. They show, there are fans out there who think that Emma and Regina should be together because they're Henry's two moms and they are building a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to set it up like this because you're basically saying you choose Emma or you. And to when you're watching, Swan her and Queen. Emma almost do have kind of a like romantic thing.
Yeah, but they're both too
going.
Strong characters. They're too strong to be together. They're both going to be too opinionated in that relationship.
Yes, but a lot of people do want Swan and Queen to be together.
Yeah.
Do you want them to be together?
I kind of like Swan Queen. But I do like them too. But the thing is, with all the relationships in Once Upon a Time, I actually like a lot of them. Like, I liked Emma and Neil. I like Emma and Hook. I like Emma's banter with Regina. So it's like, I actually like all of those. And so to me, that is a very hard decision to
actually,
be like...
Actually, like, even though I just said, like, in the beginning of this that I do love Hook, and I do... And I'm glad that they're giving him so much time.
You're a hooker for life.
Yes. But I liked Emma with Neil better than Emma with Hook. I just like that Hook has a storyline and is able to stay in by being with her.
Yep. I like Outlaw Queen. Robin and Regina.
I say it every episode.
Robin and Regina. So, Robin, go back to Regina right now.
They have really good chemistry. They have better chemistry than him with the actress who plays his wife.
Their chemistry is through the roof. It is, like, steaming hot, and they just
really
need to get
chemistry.
Together.
So yes. It is like, going to be a hard decision for her.
I how happy Regina was when she was finally getting laid.
I know. She was getting some.
She walked out of that bedroom, and she was just like...
She's like, you got rid of Graham so long ago.
And it's so awkward that they're like, let's have Henry walk up as they're walking out of the room. Sorry, throwing it back to another episode.
No, it's great. I love it. But, okay, yeah. I think they will eventually get back together. But, okay, do
that
you
think...
That is going
to be a hard decision, though.
Yeah.
I think they'll get back
for
together.
For her to make between going to Robin Hood or going, like, to make Emma good. And I
darkness?
Think she'll... Yeah, but I think she'll come
she'll
up with something. I think she'll come up with something where she gets both.
Well, but Zelina has no magic in New York. So, I mean... Gold is basically
but
being like, okay, you have to bet on the fact that she can overtake Robin Hood.
No, but the minute Zelina crosses the Storybrooke line, she'll get her magic back.
True. Yeah. But right now, she can't even cross the Storybrooke line.
Yeah, but they can.
She doesn't know where the line is.
But she can figure that out. And she can call up Rumpel right now and be
true.
Like, Rumpel, you're on that side. How'd you cross over? Or meet me in the middle. Meet me at the Storybrooke line and give me the magical scroll that helps me transport across.
Yeah.
Zelina can easily get back to Storybrooke. Not that we want her to, but she's planning on coming
back. Oh, she will,
back.
I feel. By the end of the season, she'll
be back.
Yeah,
that's their plan.
Yeah. Okay. But, okay, so quickly at the beginning of the episode, we did see the author for a brief amount of time, because at the end of last episode, he ran away. But he makes a deal with Rumpel, because he has the magic quill.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think he knows where he's at? Like, I feel like he thought
no one's explained it to him yet.
Yeah, I feel like he thought he was in somewhere magical, because otherwise he wouldn't have tried to, like, whittle that tree to make it into a quill. And so I feel like he just doesn't know where he's at.
Yes, and it was interesting that they mentioned that the magic quill can only be made out of enchanted trees. And I was just thinking the enchanted wardrobe, that is a tree.
Oh, true.
Yes.
If they got a hold of the wardrobe, they can easily make more...
Is the wardrobe in Snow's apartment? Is that where that is?
Well, the tree is in the real present day. Because, remember, there was the episode where, like, they blow the hole and then August and Emma come out. So it looks like a regular tree right now. So
that's
if
true.
They got their hands on that tree, lots of problems could arise.
Especially if gold's manipulating.
Yeah, they could easily make more magical quills. That would not be good. I think that's the only enchanted magical tree we know of right now. Unless there's more that we don't know.
No, that's it.
And then also, I feel bad for Emma because her parents just keep lying to her. She was
unhappy. I feel like she's not being fair completely there. Like, she's getting... I mean, I understand why she's mad.
No, I think it was totally right
really?
Where Emma was coming from. Yeah, it's more lies and more lies. And
yeah,
Mary,
but,
Margaret, and David.
But how many
like,
lies
oh,
has
yeah,
Emma told?
We just told you we, you know, transferred and made someone else's soul dark. And then, oh, yeah, we also know the author, too. It's just, like, adding more fuel to that fire.
Yeah, but how many lies has Emma
Salt
told? And, like,
wound.
Oh, so Snow White and Prince Charming have told two lies in their whole life.
I think she's more...
No, they told way more lies than that.
To, like, bridge both of those ideas, I think she's actually more upset to find out that her parents aren't as pristine as she thought they were. Because I do think that even though she has this, like, outward bravado, she does look up to them, and she does see them as role models. So it must be hard to see, okay, you've looked up to these people, and now you're finding out that they're just as damaged as you. And that is shocking in itself. It's like, I feel like the anger is coming from more of, not of a place of, like, oh, I hate you guys, how could you do that? But, like, how could you do this as my role model?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so after all the lying already going on, do you think Emma will be swayed to darkness by someone else or just by herself? Will someone interfere and make her dark?
I don't think someone's going to interfere. I think that they're going to push her, just keep pushing her until that happens.
Entice her. So she becomes technically dark on her own?
Because I think that she has the ability inside of her to be dark, because I think since she's born, even though they did all that with Maleficent, that it's still inside of her. Because, like, anyone, I think, has the potential to go light or dark.
I feel like they're teasing this darkness, and it's either going to turn out like Snow White's darkness, where she's like, wah, wah, I kill Regina's mom with this candle, but she was evil anyway. And they were like, look how super evil she is. And I was like, no, she just killed, like, the baddest witch in town.
And she didn't even actually kill her. She just didn't prevent her from not dying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Or this is actually my top choice for prediction, is that Emma is not actually going to be bad. It's that they lost Regina as their undercover agent because she's been exposed. So I feel like that is what Emma has to do to go undercover.
She will become the new undercover.
And we know she's good at it because that was, like, her job, essentially, to lie to people.
Yeah, to figure out the truth by lying.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, that might get into predictions, sorry, but we'll definitely see more darkness because we didn't see an end to tonight's episode.
I know.
It was all Robin, which is okay. I mean, it's good to, like, finally get a Robin-esque episode, but he's still not with Regina, which makes me mad. I was like, how can you bring Robin and not bring them back together?
I think my biggest problem with tonight's episode was that there's been so many episodes lately that have all these plots being derived in them, and this just added another plot, and there's been no forward movement on the other plots that they've kind
of brought up. On the main plot.
Yeah.
But it's also that, okay, they're trying to get Emma to the dark side. They lost Ursula.
Ursula
is now good. She had her happy ending. So this is the only way to force Regina to keep going with their plan.
But it's like the last episode, like, now you know that Maleficent's child is out
alive
in New York somewhere.
Yeah,
and we still didn't get that tonight. I get there's a lot of answers that still need to be, a lot of questions still need to be answered, but dang, we didn't get anything tonight.
Not even like a hint.
No.
Like, not even like Robin Hood encountering Maleficent's daughter by chance.
Right. That would have been cool. That would have, like, cool. Really tied everything together, but not so much.
Like, bump into her on the road.
Overall, it was a good episode. A lot did happen with Robin. But, again, some things A to B. Point A to B.
We want to see more creatures in Oz. Didn't you say you want to see the Tin Man?
I wanted to see, like, the Tin Man, yeah. I want to see more than just Zelina.
Yeah.
I think someone...
I've been to Oz, like, 3 times now. We've only seen Zelina and the wizard. And kind of Dorothy.
And one flying monkey.
Well, not kind of Dorothy, actually.
Someone did tweet at me earlier, at Austin underscore Olding. He said, did you see the Tin Man laying on the ground broken up right before Robin Hood left Oz?
Really?
I thought that was a guard that fell.
I thought that was just the guard.
That was the guard that he knocked over.
It might have been a guard, but was it a guard?
I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it again now.
Go back. I like the fact that Robin had to dress up as a guard to get into Oz. Very Wizard of Oz, you know, how the Tin Man and Lion, all them men in. So I was like, oh, to that.
And how he fit very well in his guard costume.
Good on them.
Everything's just very convenient for them.
Very convenient.
Everything happens in New York.
Right. All right. Anything else about this that we might have missed? Other than the fact Regina and Robin needs to get back together. It's been way too long.
I don't know
It's been longer than 9 weeks, I'll just say that.
I don't know if it's anything, like, to do with this episode technically, but I thought it was kind of interesting that they were showing that Robin Hood was never steal from the rich and give to the poor until after the bar and after marrying.
Yes.
His philosophy has been established now.
Then
he also got his name, too.
But my only interaction with Robin Hood in general is the Disney cartoon, really, and some other stuff. So it's always like he was already that person before Marion. And so this was kind of an interesting little...
I was just sad that Alan Rickman was not the sheriff of Nottingham.
What was that great line that we were like, oh, it's okay to steal.
Oh,
steal from someone else makes you a hero.
Yeah, if you steal for yourself, you're a thief. If you steal for someone else, you're a hero.
I think that's a little too simplified.
Yeah.
I think we need to
say something
like... But
sometimes you have to be simple.
Stealing for the greater good.
Yeah, but not stealing like, oh, it's okay. I stole the computer for my friend, not for me, so it's fine.
Yeah, we want to say...
When you play that in real day, it might not go that way, but knowing where Robin comes from... just adds more to his character and his backstory. So, yeah.
And he came up with the name Hood because he was a hoodlum. Because
he's a hoodlum.
Yes.
Very fitting. Very fitting. All right. Let's get to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Usually I take this time to not really do the news. Or once, because once is always chock full of spoilers, so I avoid that. But I take this time to shout out all of our fans and, you know, followers. So we did get a good, nice review on iTunes. At JenRenee424, she gave us a 5-star rating. She said, making Mondays bearable. Though the last 2 weeks we had Roxy and Blake on this panel. And she says, love Once Upon a Time and Blake is amazing new addition. Also, can we keep Roxy on this after show forever? Well, ironically, those two aren't here tonight, so who's awesome now? Just kidding. We love them.
Aww.
But thank you for your ratings and comments on iTunes. We definitely read them, and we will shout them out. And then also, I posed a fun little thing for our Oncers who follow us on Twitter and whatnot. You know, a lot of people do fun fan art. And I wanted to see some people's fan art. So, number one, we have, if we can see it, here we go.
Oh, that's neat.
This is, it looks like Robin Hood's seal.
Mm-hmm, his sigil.
Yes, his seal. At Mariel SZG posted this, and you can see his signature right there. This is it looks like a pen drawing, but very cool. I love fan art. And then number two.
Oh, that's super cute.
That's really good.
Really, really good. And then this is from at Lyolette, LIOLETTE. This is a hand drawing of Lana and Ginny called Snowing and Storybrooke Selfie. Aww. Really good. Oh, my goodness.
Super cute.
Fantastic. And then number three.
This is your favorite,
this
probably.
This is my favorite, only because I created this myself.
Oh, yes, and it makes total sense.
This is Photoshop. Had I chosen you, things might have turned out differently. So, yes, I am a big Outlaw Queen shipper. I photoshopped this back in November, December, showing my love. I think this is one of my favorite ones that I've done because the coloring and lighting and the hotness that's just everywhere. This is one of my fan art. So, yes, keep tweeting at us your fun fan art, and we could probably show them on our show. I just, I love fan art, obviously.
It's really great.
I did it myself. But thank you all for participating.
Can I give a shout out? My friend Dana Horgan writes for Once, and she wrote the upcoming episode Lily. She will be live tweeting that episode. So if you want to watch or interact with Dana, I don't actually know her Twitter handle, but if you look up Dana Horgan, she's on there, and I'll tweet her name out too.
Dana Horgan. Okay, I will definitely write that down and remember that, Dana Horgan, because that episode probably has to do a lot about Maleficent and her child, Lily. So I'm looking forward to that one. That's in, I believe, next episode.
Something that I'm very interested in.
Yeah, that's something definitely to look forward to. So thank you, everyone, who participated in the fan art and comment. Keep rating, keep commenting, downloading, subscribing, all that fun stuff. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So next week, we actually see a lot of Cruella, and we'll probably get her backstory. What do you think is going down with her? Because we didn't see her tonight.
Yeah.
I have no idea, because they've changed. We were talking about this a little bit. They've changed her story so much, because Cruella didn't have really any superpowers in the movie. So she just hired people. So here she's, like, able to, like, kind of manipulate animals. And so it's kind of going to be, I think it's going to be a big surprise.
I just couldn't figure out, I'm trying to figure out, like, what her, did they say in the prediction, like, the spoilers for next week, what the end game is, for, like, why she takes Henry? Or has that not been said?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Again, I keep predicting every after show that Henry's going to be thrown into a terrible situation.
Does it make me a bad person to say I wouldn't care if he
When you say it that way, maybe. But it's just, okay.
Plot device, Henry.
We always see Henry in trouble, and I find it unfortunate that he's the one that has to be in trouble for everyone to, like, just get their asses moving, you know? It's like, it's that fire.
I am excited to see Cruella, and I think that it's going to give us a lot of insight into what her happy ending is going to be. eventually. I think that that's going to be kind of said next week. Because we don't know what her happy ending is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because we knew it. We know what Ursula's is.
Well, Ursula got hers.
And we know what Maleficent's is, but we don't know. You're right. We don't know what hers is. Yeah. We just know that she, like,
we just know that she's with this gang and that she's
and that evil. She was, like, rich and is now, her stuff has been repoed.
Yeah, but she still has her car.
Yeah, she does have a car. And she has some of her nice fur jackets, but
Fun
the hairdresser that keeps her hair to date.
Fun backstage thing. There was a deleted scene apparently where when the coats were being like brought out, she ran to the coats and like gave them a huge hug.
I can totally see that. I can see that. But instead she was getting arrested during that.
Yes.
I liked it. I think oh my goodness. Emma being swayed to the darkness, I think that might just be on her own accord. Like, she might be like, no, I don't know who to trust. She might be going to the dark side.
That everyone doing what they're doing right now is going to kind of lead her to that.
Yeah, and Regina's going to be the one who's going to be like, yes, I choose Emma over Robin. I will be dark just to save her and bring her back. Like, Regina's going to have to go dark as well to save Emma. Ooh, goodness. And then, we always say we need some Greek mythos up in here.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, so bring some more Greek mythology. We mentioned that we should bring Meg from Hercules.
Yeah,
into
that would be
fun. Okay,
that
and
would
I
be
get,
awesome.
I admit the last.
I want to see Baymax. I'm just throwing that out there.
There we
Let's
go.
Just get a giant robot balloon in here.
Maybe, but since the last time we talked, I may or may not have watched Hercules 5 times
nice.
Since then, and listened to Beauty and the Beast a million times, the original Broadway production with Susan Egan, who also voices Meg.
Oh, we saw that. Did you notice?
We need her in.
Oh
in the
yeah,
show.
When they're when they're at the hospital in New York, Rumple is standing in front of a genie poster.
For Aladdin,
the Broadway musical.
Oh, I totally missed that. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to rewatch. Okay, yes.
It also made me nostalgic because it was like this outline of the genie, and I kind of got this, like, sad Robin Williams feeling.
Aww, I never had a friend like me.
Yeah.
Let's bring all of, you know, Disney lore.
I really want
this.
Aladdin.
But Aladdin, then, you know,
yeah,
Prince of Thieves and Arabian Nights.
Yeah, they really only had Aladdin too much in Wonderland.
Yeah. We did get a lot of Agrabah in Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
But that's not really Disney. That's just Arabian Nights. Mm-hmm. So bring more of those characters in. There's a lot of bad
people
Jasmine. In that show.
Yes. I want to see Jasmine.
I want to see her with her tiger just walking about.
We want to see a lot of people in this show. But again, we always want to see you back for our next after show. Thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight. Where can everyone keep following you and keep talking about this amazing show?
Brianna?
You can find me at bphipps14 on Twitter.
At 123Jackie_B on Twitter. At 123JackieB, all one word, on Instagram.
Yeah, and definitely check out Jackie and myself on the Once Upon a Time in Wonderland after show. It's not too late to go back to that.
Yes.
We cover
want to
that.
Be nostalgic.
Yes, we cover a lot of
Plus
that.
Plus, they're obviously throwing it in now, too. So.
It's true.
Yep. And you can always follow me on Twitter, at SerafiniTV. You can follow all of us here at AfterBuzzTV, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Thank you all for listening. Rating, commenting, subscribing, showing your fan art. Show us some more. I love it. Tweet at all of us. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.